live all day today. So we're just going to work on the level of soulmate, which will be a very wonderful and exciting class. I know you're going to love the materials in this class. We've got some extra special homework for you this week also, so when we get later into the class, we'll be going through some of the homework assignments. Sign in, let me know you're here, and we're going to get started. Oh, good, I see people signing in. Fantastic. So how's your week been, and how was Valentine's? Did you get a chance to do the outer actions as well as some of the inner work that we've been doing? So let me know how things are going. And that's Donald. Hi, Donald. Wonderful, Donald. Yay. Okay, so we're going to start in with the seven stages of love, the opening blessing to remove obstacles. We'll be doing the Triambakan mantra. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murjor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murjor Mukshiyam Amritatu. Beautiful, and good morning. So Paula from Israel, Nadia, Julie, and Janice. Hi, and I know there's a bunch more of you. Okay, we'll just very quickly review quantum pump and muscle testing. You know, we're getting a real hang of it, and sometimes when you've learned it, it's nice to see it again. So remember that the quantum pump works because we're working with our thoughts and then our hand movement. And our hand movement allows us to shift the particles in the quantum field. The elbow down at the side and the hand, there we go. That's funny, the machinery is changing the color. It doesn't know what it's doing sometimes. Okay, but here we go. This is the quantum pump. This is the double pump. You want to do both hands. You can do this. That's fine. Mine is alternating. It's easier for me. You can do the foot paddle. The foot paddle is basically the ankle going back and forth. And then the quantum pump on the side, if you're doing a pump while you're walking, just essentially having that hand move. So you're just walking along, and that's the quantum pump when you're walking. Okay. Okay, so those are all the versions of the quantum pump. And then muscle testing, right hand, fourth finger, pressing down, holding firm, saying something that you want to test to see if it's true. My name is Julie Renee, and I get a yes. My name is Bozo the Clown, and I get a no. So that's muscle testing. I know we've covered this in every class, but I feel like it's important, so you just keep getting it. Ooh, lots more signed in. Okay. Brett, yay, Brett. Robert, lots of love from Robert. Sharon, good morning and blessings to all. And Robin and Donald from Jerna, and Cindy from South Africa. How wonderful. And by the way, Nadia, thank you. I am definitely getting better. I think by next week I'm going to be just all back to my normal self, but lots of energy at least now. So that's good. And lots of energy coming, I should say. Okay, let's go now to the next. The stages are here. We'll be in stage five today, compassionate lover, and mutual honor and devotion is the nature, and we'll go through the frequencies and things next. So stage five, compassionate lover, soulmate. In the fifth stage of love and relationship, soulmates, which we call compassionate lovers, comes from the same soul family or essence lineage, so your soul family or essence lineage, meaning that you're from the same spirit family. You have progressed through either previous lifetimes together, growing in communication skills and vibratory alignment. So this is one of the unique qualities about soulmates is that they match and fit together very well. And there are some unique things where they might not fit what you think in your head is your soulmate, but when you're together, it feels so right. Clearing blocks to all stages of love is an important aspect of accomplishing and realizing this level, but just as important is clearing the group mind and atheist thought forms that leave you feeling like it's not for me. So this fifth stage, the compassionate lover soulmate stage, is for everyone. It's for all of us on this call. Vibratory rate 370 to 480, and that's very doable in the human experience. I think one of the things we see, though, is in my trainings, this is where people are vibrating at. Most of humanity hasn't gotten that close to unconditional love, which is 500. Vibratory rates for stage 5, acceptance is 350, reason 400, and love 500. And you can see how the relationship is going to be working in a very different way based on the vibratory rate, so less involved with struggle and more involved with actual fun, joy, sharing, being with each other. So you're not all about resolving problems. But you're about creating something magical together. Only 1.3% of relationships are in this level. So 1.3% of human relationships are in this level, also known as soulmate. Many more folks could be at this level if they cleared their field and really intended on settling for nothing less than soulmate. And we're going to start the clearings for compassionate lover stage 5 now, so we can start pumping now. And good, I see some more people signing in here. So let's see, Shine and Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. And Elise, hi, honey. And Roxanne from New Orleans. And Yeshwant. Thank you, Ashwant. That's very, very thoughtful and sweet of you. God bless you. And Aaron, good morning. Okay, good. So we are pumping to clear stage 5. And as we pump, of course, we're just going through the whole thing, perception, amplification, the DNA, the spiritual parasites. So we'll be pumping for a while on soulmate because this one has been less attainable to most people. And I'd like to go through some additional ideas here on stage 5, compassionate soulmate. And then also, I would love to hear from you. Have you done the homework, the outer actions? Have you done the pumping? And what are you seeing for changes? And so when we're looking at, and we're pumping now for a good half an hour, when we're looking at soulmate, we're opening to more and getting into your feelings. Imagine how you would feel with your compassionate lover soulmate. And you might grab a pen and paper. You might just open a blank writing document on the computer. But I'd love for you to think about 10 things you feel when you're with your soulmate. And I did this exercise. I've got a few thoughts here. I definitely had 10 things. I just didn't want to share all of them because some of them were too intimate. But these I thought were really helpful when you start looking at the feeling of how you feel when you're with somebody. So I'm heard, seen, appreciated for who and what I am. Like, that is a huge priority to me, to be heard, seen, and appreciated for who and what I am. And then two, how I would feel. So these are getting into the feeling part of things. And it's funny because I put here, I feel our relationship in my heart. both feel safe and cherished. And perhaps some of you have had the same struggle that I've had, which is to have to kind of go up to your head because things didn't make sense, maybe in your heart space, or you couldn't always trust your feelings because maybe you had a strong pull, and you wondered, is that a pull, or is that like a true feeling, or is that going to lead me down the wrong path? So, you know, one of the clearings that we did in this program already is to be able to feel your feelings and then to trust. And I think trust, being able to trust your feelings and really feel both safe and cherished. And, you know, honestly, there's no getting around that. People, if you are not safe, you will know that relatively quickly with somebody. They'll give you signs that you're not safe. He meets my spiritual power and vision well, or for some of you it might mean a very good spiritual match. So for me, it's since I have a lot of power, it can be a little scary for fellows. So so I want somebody who can meet that power and that vision that I have. We are a great sexual match, not a game player, true and honest. And then number five, loves family and children, excited to share in the journey of parenting together. So these were a few of my thoughts. I would encourage, and they're not actually thoughts. I mean, I was really looking to tap into the feeling of it. So you could actually write a story, like you could write a small little essay on each one of these topics, which would be your own. I'm sharing these with you because I think some of these are probably the same for some of you. Like these are good feelings to get into when you're thinking about what does it feel like to be with a soulmate. If you've been very involved in a lower level of relating, remember that lower levels are related to overcoming struggles. So in level one, which is also not that big of a level, the types of things that are really being worked on, like shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, you can see how that would be a relationship where you'd be working on a lot of resolving and overcoming, and it's really about survival. So kind of pounding out differences and battling a bit. In this level, we're not at that anymore. So you might come in with all kinds of tools into a relationship of, I know how to resolve this problem, or I know how to get into couples therapy quickly to have someone help us. But I want you to be thinking about, in this higher level of soulmate, you're really up to something completely different. And so what you might have learned to survive other relationships won't be as vital in this relationship. Obviously, you do need problem-solving issues because you won't perhaps think alike on everything. But really be thinking about the feeling of what it feels like to actually be with a soulmate who really gets you. Okay, Erin, good morning. Myrna did homework, and my woman friend won't forgive me. Okay. Well, there are things where I wouldn't use the word won't forgive me, or if sometimes people don't forgive you the first week, but they let it go differently than you do, so it might not be abrupt. But when you say won't, then you put a black magic kind of a spell in your space, Myrna. So I would just say, that we had a difficult interaction, but I was grateful to have the interaction. Okay, and then you say you have people that you attract men and women, but they get close and then run away. That's probably not a balanced type of relating. It sounds like you're maybe pulling them in from a spiritual aspect, possibly, and then they're frightened and they leave. And so you would want to be involved in a, you know, a balanced type of attraction. Maria? Maria? Maria. Oh, of course, Maria. Hello, all. That's a beautiful way to spell Maria. Von Austria. Yes. Jules, I was told by another healer that my husband, who is my soulmate, was sexually abused as a one-year-old when he was in a convent hospital for 6 months and had to go back often for the next few years, and this has him so blocked to sex. I think that's true, Maria. These clearings are really helpful, you know, in clearing that up, that kind of stuff too. So you would want to clear the trauma, and trauma is in our usually either in perception or in the emotional field. You can clear past traumas. Yeah, you can pump for your husband. Uh-huh. You're welcome, Myrna. Okay. Coincidentally, it's interesting that you have brought that up. Now, this isn't going to completely fix everything, but it happened to be in my mind this week that I wanted to give you some energetic tools to use that aren't just energetic, but they, if you have a resource for pure essential oils, for men, the essential oil of lemon or tangerine can calm anxiety, or most citruses can. And then to fortify an erection, 10 drops of jasmine oil mixed in 2 to 3 tablespoons of almond oil. And then have your partner massage your penis or testicles for 5 to 10 minutes. It's essentially like a very healthy version of Viagra because it's just essential oil, and will help gentlemen really have a prolonged experience in an extraordinary way, so in a very beautiful and honoring way. And for ladies, to calm and release anxiety, using grapefruit or tangerine, can smell directly from the bottle or use a diffuser. To relax and calm mental chatter, you could use lavender or geranium. And then to enhance the intensity of orgasm, pure rose oil, 8 drops to 2 tablespoons of almond oil, low on the belly over the uterus or G-spot or directly on the clitoris labia. So just some little helpful directions for sexual, more full sexual expression, if that's an area that you want more help with. And by the way, for ladies, because this is more of a problem for ladies than men, we have a juicy, sexier me, the sexier me class coming up. And it really is about restoring orgasm to women who have really have very seldom have orgasm or have lost it. Or just want a whole tune-up on how sexuality works. So all the working parts down below, just that they, you know, that you get wet and that you respond and that you enjoy the orgasm. So not teaching that in 7 Stages of Love, but I want you to know that I do care about you and want you to have that part of the experience. And when we look at these higher expressions of love, certainly sexuality is one of those. Where we really are able to experience our God state in the body. It's one of the greatest joys of being in a body. We live in and out of body. So understanding that our life continues in and out of body, but why there's such a joy in this body is that we feel in this body. Oh, yeah, I got Von Austria meant from Austria. I did get that. Oh, good, Roxanne. Excellent. Wonderful. So have you guys been doing the homework and how has it been going? Doing the feeling exercise is really powerful. I feel shifts just doing it now. It is, Brett. It is amazing. It's really remarkable. When you go from thinking to feeling, let me tell you, you cannot think yourself into a relationship. Let's get back to that. Oops. There we go. I think one of the things we start getting hooked on is he's tall, he's handsome, he's well-to-do, he's going to support me and my kids. He's got an MBA or he's socially connected. And those all might be good things, but the list prevents you from the true experience. And I just have faith in the universe that your soulmate will have the things you need and require to create a beautiful life for the two of you or your family together. So... absolutely. I'm so glad, Brett. I know, because that's a project I know you're working on, is bringing in a real match, someone who really loves you, gets you, wants to share in your life and really cherish you and honor you and be with you. And I feel that way for all of you on this call. I know that all of you have hearts of gold and that you have so much love to share. And it really... when you take it out of the mind and you take it out of the looping thoughts, the logical, it can't be logical on some level. It's got to, you know, when you're really tapped into that higher level of love, it's got to be from the feeling place. Maria, okay, so Lucifer's thoughts are not, there's a being that's laughing at you, that would be an alien, very likely. Lucifer's thought is just something that prevents something from going, prevents a program from going away. So that, it's not a Lucifer's thought laughing at you. It's probably an alien type, it looks like alien type 4. And if you wanted to keep working on that and get rid of that alien type 4, holographic insert, 3 of them, permeations, 2 permeations, and it looks like ultimately there are 5 aliens there that are, it feels like one, but it looks like there are 5. So that would, I would be working on that. Okay, so tell me, any shifts at all? Oh, here's a comment from Brett. I also did the homework and wrote a letter to 2 of my dear friends. I was having a hard week being sick, but writing my friends made me realize how blessed I am And my friends were extremely receptive to my letter and expressed their love back to me as well. That's fantastic, Brett. Yay, Brett, homework, yay. Yeah, it's remarkable. I know I wrote a few love notes too. I have been under the weather this week simultaneously to Brett, but I wrote a few love notes myself this week, and it's really sweet because when you get into the feeling of people standing by you and supporting you and being there for you, and you thank them for that, and then they come back and shower you with love too, because it feels so good to be seen and to be appreciated, doesn't it? So when you say you want to be, like in my case, on my first thing, 10 things I want to feel, I want to be heard, seen, and appreciated for who and what I am. And so when we do that, when we give that out on a daily basis, we hear, see, and appreciate who other people are, it can come back to us like 100-fold because we're in the presence of it all the time. We presence that. Okay? Yeah, it's enough to just look and pump, huh? Oh, thank you. This is a gift from my mom. Thank you. But I don't know, you know, she used to get things from places. It's entirely possible that this is just very simply, you know, like an Avon necklace from 50 years ago or something. I don't know. I mean, because she, it's clearly, even though it looks like real pearls, and it's not, it's just pretty. So let's see where we are in the chart. Let's just see how far we've gotten through clearing stage 5. Okay, we're through Lucifer's dots, bloodline. Nope, not bloodline. Soul contracts, demonic curses. Oh, gosh, okay. Well, we've got some things that are a little stuck. I'm going to put a little extra energy in. So bloodline and demonic curses, there's definitely some stuff that it hasn't cleared yet. You're welcome to, if you want to do the doorknob or you want to do chopping for a while, a few of you have some stuck stuff. So let's pump a little harder and chop away and see if we can get that moved. Inanna, that's a goddess, I guess. Inanna. Beautiful. Well, I'm definitely a stand for women. How does the doorknob and chopping work? And Robin, I'll just show it to you. It's just a different hand technique. Let me show it to you. I'm chopping. So this is a double pump. Chopping. It's a little bit harder, a little bit faster. Doorknob. I do it really fast. Just your hand looks a little bit like it's holding onto a doorknob, and then you're turning it. You're welcome. We can also look at what we're going to be sending you home later today. Questions? Yes. the granddaughter of Enel, who got to rule Indus Valley civilization and created the goddess tradition. Oh, okay, so she was perhaps part of the Devi tradition, Enana, Indus Valley. So that would be in India, I think. Indus Valley is India. Very good. Well, my actual name, Julie, means Devi, and Devi was apparently the first goddess in that tradition, but I'm not sure. Cool. One of your charts had auditory science. Can you explain that more, Janice? That's just literally for ears, and it's the thing that causes tinnitus, and it's like a mechanism or an implant. It's just an auditory scion, so kind of like a tree branch that goes into the ear. Okay, Janice, that's a good question. You should be an immersion student or an apprentice. Very good question, and all of you are asking good questions. Okay, let's see. Let's drop down a little bit. I'm excited about the homework also that I created for you today. One, the right and the ability to be loved and cherished, honored and respected now. And how many of you have felt like at some point, it's for you at some point in the future, but not now. And so this would be one where we're really getting you to now. Another homework one will be removing family blocks, jealousy, domination, control, suppression, being loved and loved at the highest levels. And so sometimes family or immediate people in our space, which could be from our religion or our friends, are standing against us, blocking us. So that would be another one. And then clearing punishment and death for being the expression of love. So some of you have that. You will be punished or killed for getting to level 5 in love. We're going to clear that away too. Okay, good. Bloodline looks clear. Just one person still got some bloodline stuff going on. Wow. La, la, illa, la. Looks like another 30 minutes of pumping for the one person who has the bloodline stuck. Let's see. How far is the rest of the class on this? We're about 60% through on this clearing. So this is one where we're really working on getting you all to the place where you can be in a soulmate relationship. So it looks like we may just pump the entire class. Just to clear, and hopefully, you know, we can get to zero on this one. And levels 6 and 7 next week, those are very high levels. We can pop back up here as we're just thinking about that. Those are levels that are also for people who are enlightened masters or teachers. So your own energy vibration would be up between 470 and 720. And some of you are there already, and some of you maybe have a ways to go. And then celestial union, you would already have an energy vibration of 630 to 1,000, so or more, actually, because people go way up now in this era. So So those two on delight and celestial union, those are less attainable until you reach more of enlightened mastery. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're today, what we're doing is we're getting you, because I believe all of you can get into soulmate in this lifetime, and this is what we're working on right now, stage five. We're all working on that mutual honor, devotion, compassionate lover. So we're working on getting everyone into stage five. Do you do anything to completely clear negativity from children's field? Negativity which was created by parents or relationships. You know, it's an interesting thing. I don't know about, let's talk about this a little bit. So parents can definitely put some negativity in a children's field, but we all have as spirits, we've brought in what we brought in to work on. And so when you're thinking about clearing a child, you might want to clear things from their past life that would leave them prone to negativity. You might clear violence from their field. You might clear trauma from their field. You might clear anger and rage. So you could do those kinds of things if they're your children. You can't really interfere with other people's children unless they've said, "You're a great healer, help my child." So I would not interfere because people have what they have and they want to learn what they want to learn. So, you know, fire, our equipment is just not holding the light today, is it? It's funny. Okay, anyway, it looks like I'm sitting in the dark, which I'm not. Wonder. I'm in light. Okay. So, but you can clear lots of things for children as long as they're your own children. You don't want to interfere with what people want to learn. So I had things that I really wanted to learn, and I had a very difficult life. And because of that, though, I have been able to be the powerful person I am now and have such a repertoire of information and knowledge and gifts and skills and power that would have been taken away from me if someone had cleared away the parental issues early on. So you don't want to interfere unless you have either they're your children and you want to help them that way, and then that's fine, or someone has said, I really want you to help. And then you might still check, is this for the best? How can I clear my children's field the same way that you clear your own field? See, there now, I'm sitting in the light. Nothing changed. That's funny. Okay. So anyway, you would just do the pumping just the same way you just intend to clear their field. And like I said, I would clear violence and trauma and those kinds of things from this life, but past lives too. Yeah. Oh, and I can see if you had a partner, if you're divorced and you have a partner who's putting energy in a children's space. Yeah, because they have their relationship with their other parent too, so you can't really remove the energy from the children of their other parent, because the other parent also has a right to have a relationship with their children. So, but you can teach them how to meditate and ground themselves and clear energy, and there's lots of things you can do to help. Maybe I should teach a class for children. Yes, I can teach a class for parents. Let me write it down on the list of classes to consider for the second half of the year. There we go. Parent training. Yeah, we'll add that in. I will do it. Okay, let's go back and see where we're at now. Okay, we're about 80% clear on this. So again, we're just really working on today clearing to soulmate and really clearing the obstacles for you all being able to step into a soulmate relationship, an active, loving relationship. Anybody else have results from doing the homework? Brownie points given for doing homework. Okay, and then I'm just curious, how many of you feel like you have, when you have a relationship that you fall in love, or you drop into love, or you experience love from the heart, where others of you, how many of you feel like your experience of making a decision about being in a relationship is mental, like, oh, we look good on paper? So how do you form a relationship? And what is your thoughts about you in relationship? If you had a story, my relationships don't usually work out, or I always form a relationship. I fall in too fast, and then I have to kind of back paddle to make sure that this is the right person for me. So what is your, first of all, how do you get into a relationship? So I'd like to see, how do you get into a relationship? Do you look good on paper? In your head, in your heart, you feel it in your heart. Is it chemistry? Do you fall into lust? What is the foundation? What is the basis of how you fall in love? Clearing's hold, but you might create more problems that you need to clear. So clearings first and then regeneration, and regeneration doesn't hold. I'm not sure what you're asking, but in clearings for love, Myrna, they hold. On regeneration, it holds also, but sometimes you might do the regeneration multiple times based on how poorly your body is, because it'll work very well, but you'll have to do it more than once to get 100% result. Donald said, made a gift of love and watched the joy it brought to Jerna, my wife. Oh, beautiful. That's wonderful. Good job, Donald. Yay, Donald. Yay, Donald. didn't consciously do homework, but am feeling amazing shift in relationship with husband. That's fantastic, Shine. Brett, I feel like I have followed my heart, but ignored red flags about men I fell in love with. I end up with men who didn't want to give back to me. The foundation was more of being a caretaker. Interesting. And so that would be something that you would clear, Brett, and that's one of the reasons that I'm asking, is you would clear the role of being a caretaker with fellows. So you would want to have a loving, you know, honoring, nurturing relationship where he's the protector, provider, and you're, you know, the loving support and enhancing his life too. Okay, Paula, same. Okay. My letter wasn't what I anticipated. The recipient got really angry and shocked. She wrote emails to the family that said some harsh things, and she posted on Facebook. I learned where I wasn't free because I got triggered, however, pumped and cleared and was soon okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, something in the directions didn't happen, Janice, because that generally, if somebody is getting acknowledged, really seen for who they are, and you've kept yourself out of it, you've just told them how wonderful they are, they generally won't get angry. So something got missed there, or something got added, or I didn't see the letter, but good that you pumped and cleared. But it's also maybe an exercise in looking at, really clear communication about this is all about them and honoring them and making them feel wonderful. Okay, would physical attraction be considered lust? You know, I don't know about it. I mean, maybe, maybe not. You have to have physical attraction, or you have to have some chemistry. If it's only the foundation, if that foundation is that, if it's just chemistry, it's just the animal magnetism, so to speak, it's probably not enough to have a real relationship. Yeah, Erin's asking about the love function that her relationship is at. Right now it's at level 3. And Roxanne, I met my husband at age 17, didn't marry until 23, but knew I was loved from the beginning. We've been married 30 years now. In the beginning, it was just love. Now we look good on paper, too. That's good, Roxanne. That's good. Roxanne, right now you guys are testing at a stage 5, so you're testing at soulmate, which is good, really good. I bet everybody's going to do the homework, the essential oils homework. Y'all going to try the essential oils homework this week? It's an easy homework to do this week. Go back and see where we're at here. Okay, looks like we're about through. Good, this is where we're at 100% here. So in addition this week, I really want you to be getting into the feeling of what it feels like to be with your soulmate. This whole week, I want you to be making notes, maybe spend 20 minutes a day in a journal. Spend time imagining, what does it feel like? Erin, yeah, I think so. Pumping in time. Let's see. You're now able to be at a level 5, and he is now able. He's not now able. Oh, I see. Erin, you probably want to clear your husband because he's only able to be up at 3. So just go through the clearings, just revisit the clearings and clear him too. That's what I would do, because you're definitely, right now, you're able to be at level 5, but he isn't. So I would just clear him. And then, it's also your vibrational frequency, and so it's, is he at a high enough vibrational frequency for 5? He is for 4, for sure. I'd clear both. I'd clear him all the way through the whole class. I'd clear him up through 7, But his frequency right now is only high enough to go into level stage four, but clear all the levels for him. So as he progresses, and as you progress, you might also lift him up to higher levels. So like I was suggesting this week, I'd love for you to be working on getting into your feelings, journaling every day. What does it feel like to be with my soulmate? Thinking about who you are in relationship, maybe things that you can clear in relationship, like, excuse me, Brett was saying, maybe it shows up mostly like she's the caretaker. So you want to clear that. You want to, if you're a caretaker and that's how it shows up, you want to clear that. Or, you're bringing in lots of men, but none of them are really the appropriate match for you. For whatever reason, they're just completely the wrong person, but you've got all this attention. Maybe there's something that's just kind of haywire where your signals aren't going out well. So think about what it is, that the signals that you're sending out, what things have been like so far, if you can see some patterns in the family that maybe are blocking that you have the same pattern. So definitely you can work on the 10 things I feel when I'm with my soulmate. I'm worthy of expressing love, receiving permission and right to have higher levels of love. And then we'd go into the homework here. So you can just print out these pages. There's three pages with homework. The right and the ability to be loved and cherished and honored and respected now. So that would be homework assignment one. That might take up to 30 hours for some of you. And then removing family blocks, jealousy, domination, control, suppression, to being love itself and loved at the highest level. And some of you, that'll take up to 80 hours to clear. And then the third one, clearing punishment and death for being the expression of love. And some of you have this, where you wouldn't be allowed to have this experience. And this one, for those of you who have it, it's huge. It's 600 hours. Wow. Wowzer, wowzer. That's big. So these might be projects that you take over time, because they obviously some of them are a lot of hours. I was just looking at, what stands in the way of people getting to this higher level, this stage five, the soulmate. Let's see. Okay, and I see, you're always welcome to send a question to support, and I answer all the questions that I get. And you're welcome, Erin. And can you please clear past spouse and affair memories from both spouses? You definitely can. That would be past trauma. And Nancy, the answer was yes. And sorry, Julie, had to do some other stuff with Sergio, my husband, for 13 years now, and a lot of hard work before we could convince him to have a family. If you remember, I am trying for years to get pregnant. We are both okay, and I am told our blocks are karmic. But Sergio is much more responsive to me, and he told me that he loves me very deeply, but he feels it is unsafe to say so. Yeah, so he may have this this last issue, punishment or death for expressing love or having that kind of love, that level of love. All right, my dears, have an amazing week. We will see you next week. And I love you. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. And we'll see you really soon. And do the homework. It's really worth it. It's going to make such a difference for you. And I believe in you. And I believe that you can get to soulmate. I believe that you can get to 5, 6, and 7. So let's do it together. Okay, bye for now. Stay tuned if you want to keep pumping a little while. We did clear soulmate, so we've cleared you entirely. The compassionate lover is cleared that level, but now we have all these other things we could be pumping together. I'll pump with you for 10 minutes if you want to stay on and watch videos. It'll make things go faster. Okay, we'll see you next week.
from the inside out. So we're doing the entire body.
The moderator has left the conference.